sustaining alive, sustaining alive. Sustaining alive on 95BFM.
That's right. You were sustaining alive. We do not have our regular reader.
We've got Kevin Hester on the phone.
Kia ora, mate.
Kia ora, folks. How are we all today?
Not bad. Hey, tell us about this extinction. What the heck's going on, mate? What?
It's interesting. A lot of people are referring to the current extinction event as the sixth great extinction.
Okay.
But in recent times, we've discovered that there have been two other extinction events that have only just been found in the paleo records. Mm. And so this is an unfolding event, and we're still figuring out what happened in the past so that we can try and get a handle on what's unfolding in the present.
How is your work like locally focused, or is it like a global?
No, it's totally in a global sphere. I've been down this rabbit hole for 6 years now. When I first realised how bad the ecological crisis on the planet was,
right,
is, and the UN. In a 10-year-old report said that we're losing 150 to 200 species per day.
I remember hearing something like that. Yeah, it's mind-blowing. And so that's including stuff that we don't even know has even existed, probably.
Well, that's the danger, because that's the real danger, because we've only identified something like 18% of all the species on the planet. So we're losing stuff that we've never even discovered or have yet to identify. That's why these massive fires that are happening in the Brazilian rainforest are so catastrophic, because that's the most diverse ecosystem on the planet, above water. Mm. We've obviously got hugely important ones underwater as well.
The fascinating thing about that rainforest is they reckon a lot of it is planted, and a lot of it is like the soil is a special soil that's created from using all these different types of plants that make the matter up itself. Have you heard this?
Well, that's how it's evolved over millennia, yeah.
It's fascinating.
Now, what are the key points we need to be doing as New Zealanders to, like, get ourselves into a more sustainable way of doing things?
Well, the reality is we've left it way too late. Mm. We've gone off the cliff. Mm. And when we talk about sustainability, what most people are talking about is
sustaining themselves.
Industrial civilization.
Yeah.
That's the real crux to the whole sustainable debate, because it's the whole sustainable industry is just another division of capitalism.
Mm.
And it's all about us, and it's never about the other species. That's a huge part of my focus, is that because we concentrate on ourselves so much, human hubris has brought us and most complex life on the planet to the edge of extinction.
Yeah, it's interesting when people talk about saving the planet when, in fact, the planet will be fine. It's really just people saving themselves, isn't it?
Yeah, but that's the thing. The planet will always be here. It's the biosphere that's in danger.
Mm.
And a few months ago, I interviewed Professor Corey Bradshaw from Flinders University in Australia, and we discussed extinction cascades. The reason I called him to talk to him is because I'd seen this paper come out in the Referee General literature, where you get these things called extinction cascades, where when you lose a keystone species, a whole lot of the species around that one fall over at the same time.
Right, yeah, makes sense.
Mr. Corey Bradshaw believes that even tardigrades are in danger of getting through the bottleneck. So if anyone thinks that humans will get through, they're kidding themselves if we're going to lose those microorganisms.
Mm-hmm. So at this stage, if we have fallen off the cliff and we've gone too far, is there any way for us to claw our way back?
No, I think what we should be preparing for is the hard impact. You know, it's not going off the cliff that causes the pain.
It's
the arrival at the bottom.
And
we're in that stage. You and me are like Thelma and Louise having this conversation after they drove off the cliff.
Mm.
Okay, we're in trouble.
I mean, you're pretty much saying what I agree with, but it's powerful to hear you say it, because you're right in it. So,
it's a catastrophic situation, and almost no one is telling the truth about the severity of the crisis. I was formerly a member of the Greens Party, and I left in 2015 when James Shaw came back from the Paris Accords, and he was lauding its merits about what a great result it was to get an agreement signed. The agreement was non-binding, and none of the things in the agreement were going to make any kind of significant effect whatsoever on the situation 5 years ago. And, you know, we've increased our emissions since then. Everywhere on the planet has. Dr. James E. Hansen, the famous American scientist who was the first person to speak to the American Congress in 1988, he said that the agreement was a fraud, and James Shaw said it was a historic result.
Weird, eh? Have you, I'm just curious, if I watched a good documentary recently called Kiss the Ground. Have you seen that?
No, I haven't. I'm sorry.
It talks about soil quality, and it's just how we're farming and stuff. I think in New Zealand we're kind of a little bit better than America, and it is focused there. But I can see us sort of slipping into the same patterns just to produce as much as we possibly can without thinking about the environment around us, you know?
Yeah, but there is some people in New Zealand trying to do regenerative farming.
Yeah.
Rachel and Greg Hart in the Hawke's Bay have a place called Mangarara Eco Lodge.
Okay.
And they're doing that kind of farming.
We have the room for it, you know?
They don't use fertilizers, nitrogen fertilizers or anything like that. And they're doing wonderful work. But, you know, it's all about the scale.
Yeah.
And, of course, you know, in New Zealand, it's all about, New Zealand farming is all oriented around dairy. And our dairy farming and the use of nitrogen have literally killed all our rivers.
What's your message for the average person, mate?
Prepare for collapse.
Okay. Yep.
That's why I was glad when Rita Steele asked me if I would come on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Rita have been talking about this sort of stuff for probably close to a decade now.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the reasons why I was happy to get on student radio is I think that students should really consider what they're studying. Because the problem with university education is it's all oriented around pumping out cogs in the capitalist wheel.
Yeah, yeah, continuing the machine success.
Absolutely. Mm. And I think that this paradigm of industrial civilization is going away very soon. And the skills that you need to have is how to know how to grow something, how to make something, and how to fix something.
It feels like we are in sort of the honeymoon period of industrialization, you know?
I think we're right at the end of it.
Mm. Mm. And obviously, general election coming up on Saturday. Any sort of hints on how people should cast their vote? Any political parties that you have any faith in?
Not allowed to say fuck the system either. You've got to actually.
No, I would have no faith in any of them. I'm an anarchist, so I'm pretty cynical.
You are saying
about
fuck the system. Yeah,
right. I'll answer that, okay. I'm an anarchist, so I'm pretty cynical about the electoral process anyway. But what I've always done, whether it's right or wrong for an anarchist to do so, I've always voted against who I think are the worst people.
Right. Fair enough. That's your right.
As long as it holds up, yeah, correct.
Mm.
All right. Hey, Kevin, thank you very much for taking 10 minutes to chat to us this evening, and all the best.
Cool. If you ever want to go into it in any depth at another stage, give us a call and we'll have a chat.
Kia ora, mate. Thank you very much.
Pleasure. Good luck,
everyone. That was Sustaining Alive with Rita Steele on 95 BFM.